Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here. Grateful to have Dr. Sherry Denham and Dr. Jill Hubbard today with your phone calls at 1-800-229-3000.
I'm glad you accepted my call. I listen every day.
Now, can we all be friends if I say something a little bit confronting?
Give it to me straight. I can take it.
Right. It won't be indirect and it won't be flippant. It will be respectful. But I want you to look at this as you have a problem.
I know I'm making excuses.
Love your honesty. Okay.
So you're saying he went from the honeymoon to the honey move?
Yeah, honey. Yeah, whenever you do that, it's a little quick.
Yeah.
Are you wondering, Elizabeth, if you're trapped?
Rather than try to teach them something, I would listen and I would just kind of point out the inconsistencies, the lack of evidence, and some of the social pressure that's there.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Jill Hubbard.
Hi, Steve.
Hello. Dr. Sherry Denham.
Hello.
And we are glad you're with us here today on New Life Live. So many things going on. And I must talk to you about our offer of Walking Into Walls. That is our book of the month. 5 blind spots that block God's work in you. You want to hear what they are? Okay, here they are.
Love that title.
Number one, blind spot. Is the wall of stubborn resistance. Number 2, arrogant entitlement. Number 3, justifiable resentment. Number 4, disconnected isolation. How many women are desperate in their lives because they're disconnected and isolated? And then the last one is blind ignorance. The book also goes into how do you get unstuck, how do you move to the future, and what in the world is the difference between a wall and a boundary? All
great.
That right here.
I know. Oh, my gosh.
I love it.
Less than 200 pages.
Yeah.
You can have this book by calling us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. Well, a lot of times people call us, and they are confused about their life. They're very confused about what to do, how they got there, and, you know, I think probably the biggest reason for confusion is we don't have anybody to talk to. We don't have anybody to open up with and say, well, have you thought about this?
I mean, because we need to sort through things. In our own heads, it just bounces around.
Isn't that the truth? It's almost as if, well, if I just think about this for another 4 years, I'll finally figure it out and get the answer. But we need somebody else to come along and help us. And if you don't have friends, women get into horrible situations with men because they don't have friends. Men go to pornography, prostitutes, and other things because they don't have other men in their lives. And it's just why we're all about connection. It really does heal and prevent.
I love how we're wired.
My small group just called me out within the last 3 weeks, which is great. I am so glad they're in my life. In an area that I wasn't really seeing, I wasn't looking at, and they invited me to look at it, and I kind of looked around the room and said, how do you all, one of the gals did, and I said, well, what do you, the others of you think? And it was just amazing how powerfully they loved me into truth in something that just is kind of keeping me on the path. It's not like I was way out in left field, but just enough that it might have made a different, I might have made a different decision had they not called me in. And I'm indebted to them. I'm going tonight, actually.
Hey,
I'm going tonight for 3 hours.
Yeah. We're indebted to them. Sherry, you might not be here if it wasn't for those people. Tell them thank you.
I will.
From
but
all
when,
of us
when you know people love you, they have your best interests at heart.
Yep.
You know, they're telling you this out of love. You can hear it.
Yep.
Right?
It
may
exactly.
hurt. But otherwise, you're right. How could you see it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. And they know me. Mm-hmm. They know me.
This is where
I've
that
spent
iron
time,
sharpens iron.
It's iron sharpened iron. And I got a little bit more sharpened the other night. And I'm grateful
good
for
deal.
It.
So. I'll tell you, Tupperware sharpens Tupperware. Too. Even if it's having a Tupperware party, getting people together, getting people in your life, you need to do it. Whatever it takes, you need to do it. Don't you
BYOS. Bring your own spatula, right?
Exactly. Hey, if you need some help, we've got people standing. Actually, they're sitting. We've got people sitting by at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. And next month, oh my goodness, it's almost a month away. We'll have somebody talk about it later. Women in the battle. For women whose boyfriend, husband, son, father are involved with pornography.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We are back. I said we were going to have somebody talk about this Women in the Battle workshop. We're going to do it right now with Nancy. Hey, Nancy, how are you?
I'm fine, Steve. How are you doing?
I'm good. You're interested in Women in the Battle. I'll just be blunt. What happened to you?
Oh, thanks for asking. I'm a survivor of the battle, Steve. My husband was addicted to pornography, and it took him so far as to be fired from his job because of it. And when he chose not to conquer his addiction, it left the marriage as a casualty. And even though the marriage was a casualty, I wasn't. Mm. And I wasn't because of the support of my girlfriends and my family. And I immersed myself in Scripture and Bible study, and I survived. I'm a stronger person because of it all.
You are a strong, I mean, you're stronger, but you're a strong person now. You're not in a desperate place at all.
I am not. You're absolutely right.
Now, you're going to be on a panel at the Women in the Battle workshop.
Mm-hmm.
What are you hoping will happen when women come to that workshop?
Oh, gosh. I'm hoping that they get the same hope and strength from my story that I got from being in relationship with other women who had gone through the same thing that I did.
Mm-hmm.
The camaraderie of girlfriends and being able to reveal that secret. It's such a secret, like Jill said, it's such a secret that women hold on to. And I'm hoping that we can reveal our secrets to one another and find hope and courage and strength.
I mean, we're really serious about the material, but it actually is going to be a big sleepover.
There's going to be some fun there.
Slumber party.
Yeah. Okay, so if somebody is thinking about going, what do you say to them, Nancy?
I'm saying go and know that you're going to be supported. Stop fighting the battle privately. It's an unintended journey that we were put on as women.
Right.
And there's going to be strength through being at the Women in the Battle because we'll be there in camaraderie to get direction and get guidance and get hope and get courage come out better women.
Yeah, and Nancy, you have a lot to offer women. I mean, nobody wants your story. Nobody wants your outcome. I've read your story, but you offer a lot of hope as well as the other women whose marriages have survived. And so I'm really glad that you'll be on that panel to help people.
And you know what's amazing? Our listeners don't know this, but these women, we're all getting together before the conference. We are having our own overnighter where we're going to get together to pray and to share our stories to grow deeper. I know. And that's all on their own nickel. We're coming together because we care so much about what God is doing and what He's inviting us into. And we want to be really united, a united front of women walking into this with you all. So we care and are looking forward to spending the weekend with you.
Okay, there's the invitation, everybody. Thank you, Nancy. We'll see you in September, and God bless you.
Thank you so much. I look forward to finding out how well other women are doing as well.
Thank you. Well, she is a trooper, and she's helping many people, and she's going to help even more. Let's go to Phil. He's calling us from Philadelphia. WBYN is the station. Hi, Phil. Welcome.
Hello. Is this Steve?
It is. How are you?
How are you, Steve? I listen to your show. I listen to the show all the time. And actually listening to the show has prompted me to ask a question about sexual addiction.
Have you ever called us before?
No, I haven't.
Okay. You sound familiar.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling
thanks
now.
Thanks for calling, Phil.
Okay. How could we help you?
Well, I've been a believer since I was 14 years old. I'm 53 years old now. And I've gone in and out of sexual addiction all my life. You know, I've had periods of repentance and then going back to it, repentance and going back to it.
You mean you've always been a sex addict, but at sometimes you were a good little boy, and sometimes you fell back into it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And right now, it's really tearing me apart inside because I want to serve God, and I can't if I'm doing this. That's how I feel, and he feels so far away from me because of this.
Yeah, okay, what have you done to take care of that thing, that horrible thing that is ripping you apart inside?
I go through periods of repentance, like I say, you know, and
okay, let me help you phrase it. You really, other than feel bad and try harder, you haven't done anything yet, right?
Or pray and white knuckle it.
I pray about it. I cry out to God.
But that hasn't worked. That hasn't worked. And you know, the Bible says to work out your own salvation. There's a theme that's expressed there. And I will say this, unless you're willing to do something more than pray and try hard and feel bad, then there isn't any hope. True hope requires taking responsibility and doing the work. And when people take responsibility and do the work, hope is unlimited. Hope is unlimited. But when you just say, I'm going to pray and not talk to anybody and I'm going to keep this to myself and it'll be my private secret, but I sure hope it gets better, then there is no hope for your addiction.
Well, I have talked to people. I've talked to my pastor about it. I've talked to some of my brothers about it.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you getting honest and being in a recovery program where you're talking about your day-to-day struggle, where you're not going 3 weeks back into the addiction. You relapse, you're back in a meeting the next day, and you're back on track. Those are the kind of things that you need to do.
And you're actually staying in a meeting to stay in recovery, to help you in the recovery. I guess when you mentioned, Phil, that God feels so far away, I just wondered where you are deeply connected into the hearts of other men.
Not really any place. I mean, I talk with my pastor from time to time, and I've talked to someone who was supposed to be in a deliverance ministry, but they never got back to me.
Okay, so Phil, you it's great that you've opened up to someone. You've had these kind of one-time encounters or exposure, but I think what Sherry and Steve are talking about, it's an ongoing maintenance program. This is an ongoing, since you were 14 years old, right? That's a long time.
Yeah.
So this is, where's your accountability group, your recovery group? You should know the people to call when you're struggling, other people that... Oh.
They have sex addict groups in the area that I live in, but they're not Christian.
Well,
they still can support you.
It's based on 12-step programs like Alcoholics.
We really believe in that because the 12 steps came right out of the Bible. Did you know that?
Well, yeah, I've been told that, yeah.
Yeah, so
I was going to say, Phil, some of the gentlemen I'm working with, that this is their struggle. They've gone to the EMB, Every Man's Battle Weekend, and they get this huddle group that they call after that as an aftercare group, and then they're also in the 12-step group. So in their area, they're doing a 12-step group, whether it's a Christian group or not. Mm-hmm. They're working the steps, but they're committed also to their brothers that they met at an EMB weekend. Right now, you're just kicking tires, my friend.
You know, there's...
Right. You've got to go. You're just kicking tires,
well,
and you can't do that.
And you mentioned deliverance. you know, you want to be freed from this and then be done with it.
But you don't.
Is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, it's inconsistent. It doesn't work that way. Some of the things you're saying is inconsistent, really. I mean, you listen to this program, right?
Yes, I do. And yes, I do, yes.
Never been to Every Man's Battle?
Well, no, because it's not in my area. You guys are.
Oh, yes, it is. We go all over the place. And see, there is an excuse that you have for everything that mm-hmm. could help you. The support groups aren't Christian. We're not in your area. You know, things like that. You have to get out of that mindset.
I would like to go to Every Man's Battle because I've been hearing about it on your program for you know, the past year since I've been listening.
We were in Philadelphia last week.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that. So there are times that I miss your program.
Okay, but you understand what I'm saying.
But we have a website.
But you understand what I'm saying. I don't think you've really hit bottom yet. I think you're still mm-hmm. messing around.
Or thinking you can lick it.
Yeah, you never really have determined you're going to give up the addiction. You've got one foot in the addiction, and your other foot isn't in recovery. It's in feeling bad about the addiction. That doesn't get you anywhere. Mm-hmm.
Well, I agree with you. That's how I feel. And sometimes, you know, this may sound strange, but you know, sometimes I feel maybe I'm not saved. You know, maybe
it has nothing to do with salvation. No. It has nothing to do with salvation. It has to do with your willingness. You don't have any willingness. You have desire.
That's why I'm calling.
No,
yeah.
You have desire. See, it's one thing to be aware. Okay, you say you're a sex addict. Great, you're aware. Second thing, you have desire. You want things to be better. You believe they can be better. But the third thing, you don't have it, and that's willingness. Awareness and desire, worthless. Willingness, priceless. You don't have it yet.
But see, you're questioning now your salvation, saying if I were really a Christian, then I wouldn't have this problem.
Yeah. So there's the
excuse.
See,
you still see the power within you.
Yeah.
We just had a woman at our New Life weekend that shared her testimony at the end, and she said that she felt like she, before the weekend, she was St. Francis of Excusey. You know, St. Francis of Excusey. I love that because she's like, I have not been honest with myself about my recovery and what I need to get healthy.
And sometimes we think we are being honest with ourselves, but we're not.
True.
We're not looking hard enough.
Why don't you call, when you get ready to get better, why don't you call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask about the Every Man's Battle workshop and then start saving your money to go. Or borrow the money to go. And that's when you can tell yourself, I really do want to get over this. More people have gotten over this addiction through Every Man's Battle than any other program or book out there. Over 3 million. Okay? So if you're serious, Phil, and we're pulling for you, buddy, mm-hmm. we want that. I'm going to send you walking into walls because you've got a wall there. It's called disconnected isolation, and we want you to open the door and walk right through that and get some help. I'm glad that you called. 1-800-229-3000. That's the number to call. 1-800-229-3000. Let's talk with Mary from Chicago on line 3. Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I love your show, guys. I try to listen to it pretty much every day at work when I have time.
Thank you.
And my question is, I'm so confused. I've been married for 11 years, and my husband committed adultery until now. Mm. It breaks my heart. We have a little boy who's 10. He said he's done with me. But I don't want to file a divorce. I told him, file the divorce. But he said, he's just staying for my little boy. I really don't know what to do anymore.
Well.
So sorry, Mary.
It's very, very sad what you've been through. I think a lot of times people leave a marriage and they really should stay together for the children. But you can't stay together for the children and model this horrible, disconnected marriage with no affection, no positive regard for each other either. So it's not just staying together for the 10-year-old, it's working together for the 10-year-old. We'll talk more about that, and we'll hear from Dr. Jill and Dr. Sherry right after this. So you hang on, Mary. You're listening to New Life Live. The phone number, 1-800-639-5433, if you need some help. Also, we have material for small groups, and you can contact Ryan at New Life for help setting up or getting connected to a group. Ryan's the guy. Call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE-639-5433. We'll be back after this. Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I wish I was who you think I am. The one you thought you married. The ideal husband, the amazing dad, the great lover. But my mind is filled with darkness, with images that I can't erase. I want so desperately to be the man you dreamed of, the man I know I can be. I am terrified to talk to you about this, but I want to. I need to. I want us to be close just as badly as you do. Can I talk to you? Can we be totally honest and know that we love each other enough to be open?
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I need help. I want help. I can't do this on my own.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
Okay, we're back. Well, here's a lady. Husband has an affair. Says, need a divorce, but he'll stay for the 10-year-old. What do you guys think? What should she do?
Well, when you said he had committed adultery until now, I'm like,
same lady. I spoke with her. I know the husband. The husband knows what's going on. I guess they don't care. The relationship between her and the husband, that's why they comforted each other. She said that she's not treated well at her house now. She got comfort from my husband.
Right, right. And that's pretty, of course.
She knows my son. Hmm. I know her.
So
she's not the issue here.
Right.
It's you and your husband.
It's when someone says that they're confused, whenever I hear someone say, I'm confused, I usually see that as a sign that they're afraid to take a step. Confusion is one of those places we get when we really don't want to have to move. Mm-hmm. We don't want to move forward. We don't want to move back. We just want to stay confused because then I don't have to do anything. I don't have to be responsible.
Well, and sometimes because there's no good choice.
Mm-hmm. Both of them are hard.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
So you said you don't want to get a divorce, but what do you want to do to get help?
We went to counseling with my little boy, but he don't come after two times because he said I don't listen, he don't listen, so what's the point? So my little boy talked to him and he said, the issue, my point, the issue has been there for a while. Two sessions is not going to work. Someone's going to fail on that counseling.
You mean your husband only went to two sessions?
Yeah, and he don't want to go back anymore because, you know, the counselor told us what to do about him, my little boy.
No, this is not about your little boy. This is about your marriage. You need to go to a couple counselor that's going to work on your marriage. If you want to stay married, it's your little boy is a whole nother issue.
He don't want to go. He said he's done with me.
So why would you want to stay married to a man who's done with you and who's had an affair?
I know. Like you said, I'm scared.
Yeah, Mary, I hear that your heart is hurting and you just so perhaps don't want this. And it sounds like it's pretty overwhelming to you.
It is.
Yeah. And so that's where you need some really good friends around you that can just be there, you know, in your pain with you as you have to kind of take each painful step. Because it's really hard to do this alone. And you need people that can see things more clearly because you're really clouded by all of the emotion. By not wanting this to happen, sometimes that can be immobilizing. And you probably need a lot of time of just having people emotionally hold you, and you're just going to cry. Because it's sad on a lot of levels.
It sure is.
But, you know, I can tell you people do get through this, even though it may feel impossible right now.
I'm still not losing my hope that the Lord will do something.
And that's okay. I think you can be asking God for what you want, okay? But then you also take steps that you need to take in light of the fact of what your husband is saying. Okay, if he's unwilling to work on things, you know, just sitting and hoping isn't going to change anything. So God can do anything. He can intervene. He can change your husband's heart. He can bring things around. But you do the things that you need to do to help yourself and your son.
Okay. Oh, I would like to go to one of your counselors.
Okay.
Well, hold on, and we'll try to give you some help and put you in touch with somebody.
That'd be a great idea.
That's a good first
step. Here is a person that needs to be at Women in the Battle. I hope somebody listening will say, okay, I'll send her.
That would
because
be great.
Because she really needs to be there. How sad. It's such a sad state when a man says, okay, I'm unfaithful.
And I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't want to. And she's feeling the weight of her world falling apart. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jill, you are so gentle with her, and she just does need to just weep and cry, and there's some grief work to be done, you know?
Hello, Veronica. Hello, Veronica. Veronica? Oh, Veronica, we'll get back to you then. All right. Okay, let's talk with Kathy from Denver. We got a lot of calls today. And throughout the day where we were doing some other programs of husbands either not there or wives trying, struggling.
Hello?
Here's Kathy from Denver, KRKS. Hello there. Oh. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very well. Thank you. How could we help?
I guess trying to generalize my question, to put it all into one sentence, is I guess I'm just struggling with whether to stay in my marriage or not.
Okay.
It's something that I'm really torn about, and I have been for probably 10 years, and I, like a roller coaster ride, some days I feel like I can work things out, and other days I give up. I don't want to try no more. I don't feel like his effort is there to want to try to make things work, and I just feel like I take the burden of everything, and I don't want to be in that position any longer.
Okay.
So I guess my question is, how do I figure that out? I mean, what kind of steps do I need to take to come to terms with which direction I need to go in with that?
All right, we'll help you with that. Right after this, you're listening to New Life Live.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places, and New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I counsel people every single day. I help marriages. I help broken people find healing. I teach the good news of a Savior that loves us. But why can't I accept it myself and break free from this bondage? I can't stop looking at pictures that I shouldn't be looking at, and fantasizing and lusting, and now I've taken it a step further and gone to a strip club. I have to stop. I want to stop.
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I need help, and I can't do this on my own. I want to be the pastor that God wants me to be.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
Okay. Kathy, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So, what do you guys think?
Well, I just wondered what, you know, you've talked about it being a roller coaster ride, but I'm kind of wanting
we're
to know
not
what
sure
makes
what the
dips.
Issues are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just maybe give us a couple of the dips so we know what you're talking about.
Okay, I guess I just feel like I've read your book, How We Love, and I haven't quite pinpointed what each of us are. I think probably I'm a vacillator and he's an avoidant. I just feel like we're just disconnected. I feel like he's a controller in a lot of ways, and I know that there's a lot of my own issues that I would like to deal with, anger issues, but okay. I think a lot of my anger comes from him, and I just get infuriated, okay. And I don't feel like I can get better until I break away from what's causing a lot of that frustration.
So you two are severely disconnected in this marriage. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yes.
What have you done to get reconnected in this marriage?
Not much.
Why don't you do some stuff before you ask, should I walk out of this marriage? Find out what he's willing to walk into.
Mm-hmm.
Is it marriage counseling that he is willing to walk into? Is it separate counseling for both of you? Is it a New Life weekend that he would go to? And then you start getting separate help for you. You start living a different life than you're living right now. You need to become the most interesting woman in the world. You do.
She laughs.
You need to quit nagging, griping, complaining about the way things are, and live your life so that one day he wakes up and you're not there and he goes, wow, what a life she's living. I'd love to be part of that.
Well, I do try to do that, and we do have two children, which are at various, very different spectrums of age. I have a 2-year-old and 11-year-old, so okay. That really ties me down a lot, but I do a lot of times I'll leave him out of things and just go do stuff with them, but sometimes that gets old. I get tired of always being out doing things.
You want some help.
Like a single person.
You'd like some help too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and
so
what makes
the burden of everything,
Kathy? But what makes you think
our household goes?
What makes you think it's going to be different once you get divorced?
It won't be. I guess I guess part of my problem with the marriage, part of it is that I feel like I do so much for him, and I feel like he reaps the benefits of everything that I do, trying to be a mother and a wife, that, and I guess I'm kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Angry with that I don't want him to receive those benefits any longer, because he doesn't put forth any effort to do anything for me, and it's like you need to deal for yourself. I don't want to do things for him anymore.
Let me just say this: talking to him about this is probably going to get you in worse shape than you're in.
Yeah,
it'll cause more distance.
Right, because if you just tell him all the things he's not doing and complain about him, that has never worked in winning a husband's heart over and making them want to do things for you.
Okay, so we have to see what he would be willing to do. Honey, I love you, and I want things to be better. I don't want to just be a complainer. I want things to be better. I'm wondering if we could go to this weekend together, or I'm wondering if you would be willing, just give it a try, to see this marriage counselor together.
Or, honey, I realize that I've probably done some things to really push you away when I've really wanted to draw you to me.
Right.
Would you be willing to go to a counselor and talk about those things?
And do you guys have any people you could refer us to that are local here for counselors? I just don't even know where to turn.
You know what? Denver
is... I've listened to that in the past.
Denver is a mecca. Christian counseling mecca. It's amazing.
Okay.
But I think instead of going through this kind of cycle of should I leave, should I stay, and if you pegged yourself as a vacillator, then you get hopeful and you kind of think of what you want, and then your hopes get dashed. So you are up and down a lot. And that cycle does drive you crazy. So it's really about doing something different, Kathy. And being willing to do something different, not just looking to him, well, if only he would.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And then if he doesn't want to take that path with me, if he is not willing to go to any counseling or anything, then where do I turn from there?
You take it one step at a time. You start getting the help and the counseling. And as you are different, even if your spouse won't go to counseling, one person being different in the family does have kind of a ripple effect.
Yeah.
It's amazing, Kathy. Avoidance don't become avoidance just because they pick it out of, you know, like a bubblegum machine or something. When I've worked with couples and we start talking about their stories and their histories, oh my goodness, it's heart-wrenching when you start to hear what has happened to either the men or women that are avoidant. There's abuse in their background. There could be molestation in their background. They could have been abandoned or criticized or rejected. They're kind of like doves in a cleft of a rock. They're kind of in there and they don't want to come out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's why they, you know, get distracted and do video games and just kind of numb out in their world or get involved with addictive kind of things because they're numbing a lot. But when you start hearing their story with a therapist, there's a lot of empathy that comes, and you figure out with the therapist, they'll help you learn how to connect with him better. Because avoidance are tough. They're tough. It can feel like you're not letting me in, but you can get in. You just need someone to help you do that.
And to turn that resentment into more of compassion that will actually make it safe for them to be drawn to you.
Yeah, that's where it's hard. I do have a lot of resentment right now.
I can hear it.
Well, it's a great example of getting stuck, thinking that it's not going to get better, complaining about it, but not changing the focus to, hey, we've got to do this. We've got to find some help.
Yeah.
We got to
not knowing how to change the focus, right?
Right.
That's where you need some outside input.
All right. I'll send you Walking Into Walls because you're walking into a big one, and there is a chapter there on how to get unstuck. Okay. Let's see. Let's go to, how about Brenda, Idaho, Boise, KBXL. Hello, Brenda. Welcome.
Hi, Steve.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, that's good. How can we help you today?
I called about 2 years ago, and Jill and Mylon were on, and I'm married to an alcoholic, and...
we were separated at the time. And the question I had back then, and probably the same one now, is how do I trust his sobriety? He, after that incident when I called, he was getting more volatile. He did go into rehab, came out, stayed sober for 10 months, and then started drinking again. And then in January, I left again, and we started seeing each other, going on dates, and I went to the house for a date, and he was drunk, and
Okay, that was January, right?
January of last year.
Of last year, okay. Did he get well?
Well, he beat me up.
He beat you up.
And
okay, then what happened?
And then I called the cops, and they took him to jail. And
just give us a little timeline. Okay, so he was drinking
so
then, and then when did he stop drinking?
This last time, at that time, after okay. He went into jail.
Okay, and so how long has he been out of jail?
Well, he was out until last November.
Last
and
November.
He relapsed
okay.
Again.
So now November, and then did he stop drinking then?
He went in for 30 days, and when he came out, I thought that he was drinking. He got out, and, you know, he had one of those bracelets on.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay,
he
just,
got out.
I hate to shortcut it, but I really want to help you. So when is the last time he got sober?
He's left the state.
He's left the state.
Because he wasn't finding work here, and so
okay.
He had to leave the state, and so he is violated probation. Okay.
So
and
is he drinking?
He wants me to come to where he is at
yeah.
to work on our marriage.
How long
and
has
I'm
he
like,
been sober?
Since December.
Since December.
As far as I know, you know,
as
I don't know.
You know.
I can't trust what he says.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Okay. And your point is that he wants you to come, but you don't think you can trust his sobriety enough to come.
Even though he's in violation
mm-hmm.
of the probation. He's in violation of probation right now and wants her to come to
yeah.
him. I don't feel good about that. He needs to face
recovery
that.
Recovery is all about honesty
yeah.
and responsibility, and that's not... Okay, we'll talk to you more about the violation after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares
is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
All right, we're back. We're talking with Brenda. Now, Brenda, Sherry had a question about the probation thing here.
Yeah, I mean, if he, Brenda, has violated probation, all right, so he's showing that he's not trustworthy to follow through.
Well, you know, he's like, well, she wouldn't let me go out of, he's in construction, and so she's like, well, she wouldn't let me, the probation officer wouldn't let him go work out of state. There's nothing here.
You know what? Excuses. This is the bottom line. He's looking for you to be his blankie and go with him to another state so you can be there and he can treat you like he's always treated you. He needs to get into recovery, stay in it, and man up and come back and face that probation officer.
Accept the consequences of his actions. That's what honest people do.
They do.
That's what I said, you know, from the very beginning. And I said, the last time I talked to him, it's like, you need to go to AA and get a sponsor and show your accountability.
He's not even doing that?
No, he's not doing that.
So, Brenda, you don't have a question. Look at his behavior.
Yeah.
Don't trust his words ever,
We can be 100% accurate with our advice to you, okay? Or 100% certainty that saying do not go to where he lives illegally and doesn't even have a recovery program. You shouldn't trust his sobriety. Don't even call it sobriety. He's not drinking. That's all that is.
Right.
He's just not drinking.
He's either dry or he's relapsing, He's drinking.
So,
but he's not working. Saying, well, God is my pilot now. He wasn't. In my pilot back then.
Well, if God is his pilot, God is going to say that I'm not going to fly this plane alone. You need some other people back in coach.
Hold on a second.
When he said, no, God is my pilot, did you think, wow, that is so spiritual for him to share that with me? Wow, that's beautiful. Did you think that?
No.
Well, then why didn't you tell him?
I did. It's like, well, you said he was your pilot back in October, you know, when we got back together.
Yeah.
And we can happily relapse. And he had this thing around his ankle, and I was saying, did you think about our marriage or going to jail when you took that drink? He said, no, I just thought of killing the pain.
Right, because he's in a lot of pain, and he needs to get into recovery
to look at that. We were losing our house.
Yeah, recovery people, they don't think of getting rid of the pain through alcohol. They think of getting rid of the pain through other people, by connecting with other people that are in recovery just like
them. And for some people, pain motivates you to do what you need to do.
Exactly.
To do the right thing.
Yeah.
Not to just numb it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, he tells me, you don't tell me you love me anymore, you know.
Okay,
like,
forget, well, I don't want to hear about all that junk that a drinking or a non-drinking alcoholic.
But Brenda, because you're his wife, you're so close to it, you get hooked by those things. And see, we're standing back, we have no emotional connection to him at all.
I got a letter from his mom saying, you know, AA didn't work for Daryl. He tried it. It didn't work for him. And she even found me a book called Alcoholics Anonymous Unmasked.
It works for people that work it.
Good.
So are you an Al-Anon, my dear?
I have gone, and I need to get back into it. I know that I need that support.
So my question is, why did you get out of it when you got into it?
Well, When I got into it here, and then I went down to, after this incident where he assaulted me, I went down to California with my sister. Her husband went to Afghanistan, and we started running marathons, and she was kind of my support. You
put all your eggs in her basket. You need to get back into Al-Anon, and you stay, girl. You stay there, and if you're tempted to leave, you think about this phone call right now, and you say, no, they told me to stay.
You're kind of doing the same thing that he's doing.
It's true. Yeah. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah.
So don't do that anymore.
Okay.
It may not seem like it has as big a consequences, but for you emotionally, it does.
Yeah, you know, I'm just, how long do I let this go on before I say, okay, enough is enough, and I end it?
Well, now.
You start going to Al-Anon.
Yeah, you start going to Al-Anon.
And then you make that decision.
And you tell him I'm not coming, and I'm going to be working on myself, and you see all of those things. But what you're ending is the way you've been handling it up till now. You end that before you end a marriage. And when you end that, a lot of times the marriage comes back.
Yeah.
And you can let him know that you need to see his honest actions.
Yeah. Okay, let me send you Walking Into Walls. It's my latest book. I think it's just going to be perfect for you. He has stubborn resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you have justifiable resentment, and it's all in there. I just hope and pray something will break through there. Well, we're just about out of time. We'll do one more program after this. So if you're holding on the line, please hold on. We'll get to your call right after we take a little five-minute break. But New Life is a listener-supported program. We don't do anything if we aren't supported by you and the other folks around the country. Our club, New Life, has added about 500 people this year, and we're looking to add 1,000 people. And when we add 1,000 people, it adds $42,000 to our bottom line where we can buy radio time, and it just makes a huge difference. So come along and be part of Club New Life. We'll send you a Life Recovery Bible or Every Man's Bible, a wonderful Bible. We'll send you a CD every month that I do just for you, and on that CD there's a teaching by one of us. There are a couple of phone calls that we hope you don't miss. We think they're really important. And we do events for you, and we give you discounts. All sorts of things happen when you join Club New Life, and you're part of the New Life giving family. Please ask God if this is what God wants you to do. I want to read you a little passage of Scripture here. It's Hebrews 4:14. It says, "So then, since we have a great high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we believe." The problem is, on our own, it's hard to hold firmly to what we believe, especially when we have these manipulators in our life and these people that want something out of us and it's not good. And so we need connection, and that connection can help us hold firmly to what we believe. You know, John 6:66, interesting number, says that some of the people that followed Jesus, they just turned around and they went home and they didn't follow him anymore. They gave up because it wasn't what they were looking for. Don't be one of those people. Get the people around you that can help you stay firm in what you believe. We have Women in the Battle coming up next month, I hope and pray. Sherry, tell these women to come. Beg them.
I know. We're really looking forward to meeting you. I'm already in my mind prayer. I'm asking the Lord to bring the material to us as we're going to be sharing it. But I'm already seeing your faces, and I don't even know who you are yet, but I'm picturing the women, and I'm picturing those women like our New Life Weekends, knowing that we're all going to be there, and there's going to be such a relatability. Mm-hmm. You're going to come and be able to bring your heart, bring your pain, find other allies in healing, lock arms with other women so you don't have to walk alone, just like you said, and learn how to walk through this, not as a victim, but as a victorious woman of worth that is going to be able to get some strength.
If you want info on that, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. 1-800-639-5433. Thank you, Dr. Jill. Always enjoy doing this with you. And Dr. Sherry, thank you. And to all of you that watch and listen and support us, we're so grateful. We love getting to do this every day. And please pray for us. We could use a lot of prayer here at New Life. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by getting you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.